Welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And today we're going to be talking about Kamen Rider Drive Episode 26. I got the number right because this is the second time we're recording this opening.
26 is a big turning point.
A lot of shit happened.
We're entering the second half.
A lot of shit happened in this episode, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, tell us what happened in Kamen Rider Drive Episode 26, Jeff.
Well, the public knows about Shinosuke being Kamen Rider thanks to the Chief. The Chief had to go blab it to everybody, and everyone's cool with it this episode. There's no internal turmoil about it whatsoever.
Nobody minds that he was hiding it from them for so long for no reason.
None of that's brought up. The press are hot on Shinosuke's heels, and he turns them away. But we learn quickly because the ridiculousness of Neera sweeps into the fucking scene and takes it over.
I love Neera.
That Shinosuke's father has perhaps been killed under more mysterious circumstances than we've been led to believe never in this series, because it never came up before.
By the way, Tomari has a dad, and also he's dead.
Yeah, we got that pretty rapid fire. Hey, did you know Tomari has a dad? Oh, he's dead. And it might have been murder.
Most Rider series, though, it's just like there's one line at the beginning, like, oh, ever since my parents died, my sister or my friend or my brother or whoever is all I have, and then they don't mention it again.
Yeah.
So it's weird learning about it this late.
Because he's an adult. Like, a lot of those times, those people are supposed to be fairly young, you know? Like, but Shinosuke has a fucking job, which puts him one up on so many Riders already.
He's got it on like 9/10 of all Kamen Riders.
But after Neera spills the beans, Shinosuke and Kiriko go searching to find out.
They go searching for Chase.
Yeah, they go searching for Chase while Lieutenant Oda is trying to find out where 007's fat human friend is being held.
Yeah, I don't remember the guy's name. The big criminal cop killer man.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either. But 007 is looking for him, and he's cutting through swaths of cops to do it.
Remember when I said last episode that I thought maybe 007 would find a new human host and we'd get a different suit, maybe? I think the writers went out of their way, like, he's gotta find the same guy again because we're not making another suit. Fuck that.
Man, I told you, you were living in a fool's paradise to think they were gonna make a whole other suit.
And now that desire to not make a suit is a linchpin of an entire episode, so...
This is the series that was like, hey, we need a suit for the main Rider to wear in his mid-season upgrade. Just fucking give him the other Rider's suit and put shit on top of it.
It's top quality. Top quality suits.
Kiriko and Shinosuke are trying to tell Chase that they love him and they want him to join their team, wear team colors, and he's having none of it. He's too confused about his sexuality. And Hart, his ex-boyfriend, shows up to try to steal him back. And Hart doesn't have a good job of talking him out of being a hero either. So Shinosuke decides to change the subject because it's getting awkward.
Shinosuke turns into Drive Dead Heat.
Yeah.
Which is something we haven't seen in a fucking long, long time.
I never thought that was going to happen, but the reason he turns into Drive Dead Heat is Hart knows something about his father's death that we learned about in this episode.
Everybody is popping up. Oh, your dad. Oh, your dad. We have Neera, we have Hart, we have the Chief, and we have Krim, who are all like, oh yeah, we know about your dad, and we know something secret about it, and we're investigating it, etc., etc., and it's like, whoa, all at once.
Yeah, the best part about this is Hart didn't even know who the fuck Shinosuke was until very recently. So why the fuck does he know something about his father?
Because they just came up with this plot point now.
They were like, holy shit, we gotta do something with the main character now, right?
Yeah.
What are we even gonna do?
Shinosuke has to have a personality and start doing things again. Oh no! Because God knows Go isn't gonna.
Oh, he's getting a personality. It's just not one that I'm enjoying at all.
Getting an asshole personality.
But Hart and Shinosuke fight. Shinosuke beats the holy fucking shit
out
of Hart.
Shinosuke beats the shit out of Hart.
Wrecks him.
It's rough.
And Chase jumps in to save his ex-boyfriend's life and does some sort of a chopping motion on Shinosuke's arm that shows no external damage whatsoever. But Shinosuke throws a fucking fit for how painful it is.
Well, he's bleeding all over the place.
He has blood on the back of his hand, it's true.
Yeah. It's just, you know, he's holding his arm, you don't know, maybe there's a cut under his hand, and he's like, ah!
But this puts Shinosuke out of commission for the rest of the episode, while Chase tries to figure out what he wants to do with the rest of his life.
See, I think what happened was Chase hurt Shinosuke, and I think it's the first time he's actually, like, beat up a human in the episode.
Mm.
So he's like, oh my god, I've, you know, the proto-drive system can never be fully erased, right? So
yeah.
He's like, oh, I've betrayed my prime directive, and that's what sets off the events of the rest of the plot.
That's probably true.
That's what I think.
I think that's a pretty decent theory for an idiot, but...
Fuck you. 007 starts looking for the fat criminal from the last episode, and eventually finds him by tracing Nira back to where they're keeping him, in like a maximum security secret place. So he jumps in, and they merge again, and it's the same suit, obviously, because thank you. And they're about to start beating up the cops, and then Shinosuke, with his broken arm, comes and tackles it, and then Go appears and starts beating it up. And this is a part of the fucking episode. Go starts beating it up, and then Kiriko decides to come in and do something, because Go is getting his ass kicked, because Go sucks, like usual. And Kiriko's like, oh, I know, I'll use my special rider kick boots. That'll do it. I haven't had those used in a long, long time. We get to see her use those, like she remembers she has them, and they do fucking nothing.
So, well, they do fucking nothing because this is a ridiculously powerful upgraded Roid Mude, and they were made to fight, like, the little bats and Cobra Men and shit.
Like, I get that. But why is Toei held off? Like, I legitimately forgot they forgot about the boots. I thought they had just forgotten they existed. So why have they held off on using them until just now? Why even
bother? To show that she's a weak woman, and that she knows her place is weak. Because that's fucking Toei for you.
Speaking of weak women, she gets smacked with a sword, and it doesn't cut her. And then she falls off of a little catwalk. And then, dun-dun-dun, Chaser appears. And she's like, oh, Chaser, Rina's been building this belt for you, and she built the new bike for you, the Chaser Shift Chaser Signal Bike. Use it. And Chaser's like, alright, I've decided, alright. And he turns into Kamen Rider Chaser, who looks like he's just, I know I've said this before, but he looks like he's fucking wearing hockey pads. I have not warmed up to it at all.
His suit is fucking sweet.
No!
I really enjoy it.
No.
The one thing about that scene that stood out to me, though, is after she's knocked off the catwalk, there's just, like, a huge pipe knock loose that's, like, spraying water out to recreate the, like, proto-drive...
Yeah, scene where, like, he's holding her in the rain.
Scene in the rain, yeah. And the whole time I was just thinking, that's probably fucking sewage. Get out from under that.
It might have been transmitting drinking water to drinking fountains across the city, you don't know. But if there was any doubt at all that Kiriko was in love with Chase, there is none anymore, because they, like, he catches her, and they look into each other's eyes, and it's like, oh, it's just like that time, you saved my life, oh. And you expect them at any second to start going like, but no, there's no time. And, Chase transforms.
Well, I thought it was really telling when they look deeply into each other's eyes and Kiriko asks him if robots can get boners.
Yeah, that was a weird line. I wonder why they wrote that in.
Awfully yeah, that racy. Was really jarring.
So Chaser turns into Kamen Rider Chaser. He beats up the Monster of the Week, and everything is good again. The end. That's the end of the episode.
Everything is good again, except Go is pissed off beyond all belief.
Yeah, business as usual. Go is fucking
yeah,
mad.
Like, what happened to Go being, like, the really cool, like, posing and grandstanding-ass rider? Now he's just, like, the bitch-ass, angry-all-the-time rider.
He's turned into Kamen Rider Baron pretty quick. He hates everyone. I think, apparently, we're gonna be getting a plot twist soon that explains why he hates Roid Mutants so much.
I can't wait for
I
that.
I strongly look forward to that. He has turned into such a piss baby lately.
Yeah.
Like, someone will mention Chase and be like, oh, everyone loves Chase, I'm leaving.
Everybody loves Chase, no one loves me. It's like, anybody who's listened to this podcast before knows that Go was my favorite character, and he's just gone, like, downhill. It's such a steep fucking incline. He basically fell off the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
From cool character to the bargain basement of shithead writers.
I'm hoping against hope that the plot twist will maybe help to recontextualize him and give a proper reason, and I'm praying to whatever god might be listening that it's not just a Roy Mute killed his parents or something like that, or a Roy Mute killed his friend, or something. Like, please be something...
Give me a for instance of what it could be besides a Roy Mute killed somebody he loves.
How about a Roy Mute once cut in line in front of him at the juice bar?
So Go will get some sort of context for his hatred of Roy Mutes eventually.
Look, it's gonna be... Go... Let me have a little faith, okay? Let me have faith that the Toei writers are better than me and can come up with something good.
I don't know if that faith is misplaced or not. It really depends on which writers are going to be writing.
What did you think of episode 26 overall, though?
I actually thought episode 26 was one of the better episodes when it came to pacing. Mm-hmm. It really felt like it sort of took its time with the reveal of Chaser, and it wasn't just holding it off for the sake of holding it off.
For sure.
It actually had context for why it took the whole episode for him to show up, and that really made the reveal of Kamen Rider Chaser that more poignant.
Yeah, they spent the episode setting it up, and it wasn't just wishy-washy fucking around. Like, it was actually setting it up and giving him a reason for making the decision he wants to make. And there's, it's got a moment, so it's good.
On the other hand, I think Shinosuke's plot with his father and everything was the most rushed, ham-fisted shit I've seen in a long time in Kamen Rider. It was basically like, my name's Shinosuke and I'm a police officer. I did real well today, right, Nira? And Nira was like, yeah, not like your dad. And he was like, was my dad murdered?
Nira straight up says, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, your dad was probably killed by a Roidmute.
He didn't say that shit.
He might as well have fucking said that. he brings it up out of goddamn nowhere.
He was like, don't end up like your father. That's all he said. And
he was
then
killed
giggled.
By a Roidmute.
He didn't say that shit. He giggled and walked away afterwards.
I really like Nira. I like that we're getting more conflict within the police force, and that the police aspect is coming into the story more prominently to the front, whereas before it was just sort of a background thing.
I'm reading, like, a lot of people going on tirades about how Nira isn't, like, an awful person, and, like, he's, like, a terrible character, and he's an awful leader and all this, and I'm like, you know he's a joke character, right? They introduce him as he's basically a walking stereotype, like, from an old cop drama.
Yeah, the guy who's like, you're off the case, I'm...
He giggles like a child and, like, hits people with little fans and stuff. He's a joke. I love him.
I just like him for being more cop shit. Always good for more cop shit. And Roidmute 001, I guess we forgot to mention this, is the fucking Secretary of Defense of Japan. That's who he's disguised himself as.
Yeah. I'm not sure why. Like, I guess maybe it goes into what the actual Roidmute plan is, but we don't fucking know anything about that.
Well, I think it's a good position to influence human affairs. I think that's why he picked it. Because the Roidmutes want to blow up the world and kill all humans and take over the world and...
Maybe.
Re-put it back together after they blow it up.
Maybe that's what they want.
I assume that's what they want.
And Hart specifically calls it a war in this episode, even.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I guess from Hart's perspective, the Roidmutes are fighting to survive.
Yeah. Although, the reason why they decided to start, like, warring on people to begin with, I'd love to find that out.
I hope we do find that out.
How do you go from, like, we're a bunch of robots that were created by this guy to we better kill all humans to live?
Maybe, I don't know. You can only speculate at this point. Probably later on in the series.
I just really hope it's not some, like, hand-waved, pseudo-philosophical bullshit or whatever, where they're like, we knew that humans were too violent, and if we didn't fight, we wouldn't survive, and they leave it at that.
You gotta kill humans. Kill humans to keep them from killing themselves. some shit like that.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Ugh, don't. No, have a little faith. These episodes were good. These past couple episodes have been very good.
They were
and
very
there,
good.
There is more plot advancement going to be happening next episode when we get to see how Mach reacts more to Chaser being a Kamen Rider, and they're going to fight each other. So I'm hoping that this keeps going, and that the plot progression keeps going, now that we have Tamari's father thrown into the mix a little abruptly, but it was right when it needed to be done, because we're entering the second half, and more shit is hopefully going to be happening from here on, so...
I guess it was sort of like they knew that Chase's storyline was getting its big kick this episode, and they were like, well, we better fucking throw something in for Tamari.
Well, Drive has kind of been, like, devoid of plot a lot of the time for the first half, so I think they're trying to rectify it. Maybe they've heard the criticisms.
Maybe, but that kind of creates a disjointed series. Not that any other Rider series was ever cohesive the entire way through, but it's going to create a level of disjointedness that's going to be pretty heinous later on, I imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rider has a history of sort of fluctuating in the middle of a season. Like, a lot of people will say, oh, the first half of one season is great, and the second half of that season is shitty, and we might get the opposite with Drive. Who knows?
I wouldn't call the first half of this season shitty. I would call it a little boring and kind of formulaic.
It's quite slow. It's ironically slow, given the show's theme. It isn't horrible, but it is quite... I don't know, it's frustrating to watch. Like I said, pillars of genius sticking up from a mire of mediocrity. I didn't really like it.
I did. I thought it was pretty cool. Also, I had a moment at the end of the episode where it shows the preview for Movie Tyson GP, and it showed Type Speed. And I was like, for a split second, I was like, who's that? Because it's been so long since we've really seen Type Speed do anything.
We saw, wait, Type Speed was in last episode. He turns into Type Speed when he's in front of all the people.
You know what? It hardly shows up as my fucking point.
Okay. I guess.
You got so shitty just then. You were like, hey, now!
You are wrong again. And I'm here this time instead of the listeners. I'll do their job.
Yeah,
for
all
them.
Those zero listeners that have pointed out how wrong I am about things in this podcast.
It's just
it's always been you.
It's a
you
fucking
piece of shit.
It's a meaningless running joke at this point.
You got anything else to say about Drive?
About this particular episode?
Yeah, about this episode.
No, I said all I wanted to say. It was good. It heralds good things to come. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I've got pretty high hopes about the rest of the series. We'll see how dashed they become.
I'm just wondering what they're going to do with Mach.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm curious about. Because they've been teasing it about, oh, here's why he hates Roidmute so much. Do you think maybe they were originally going to do it that Mach just hated Roidmutes for no reason? Because they were monsters or something?
No, I don't think they were going to do that, really. I think there was always going to be some type of reason why.
Yeah.
Because if there's anything like Japanese dramas, and by extension, children's commercials for toys, love in Japan, it's pointlessly dramatic backstories.
Well, I'm happy it's happening either way.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to actually see some character development with him that isn't just, I'm angry that I'm not the center of attention anymore.
He's so fucking weak, he can't do shit. I feel a bit bad for him.
I do too. I feel bad for him all the time.
Yeah. But either way, that's all we gotta say on episode 26. Good episode. Go watch it.
I hear there's some news about Kamen Rider Drive.
Yeah. We got the summer movie has been announced recently. It's coming in August. They haven't said jack shit about it. There's a trailer, but it doesn't reveal anything at all about what it's gonna be about or anything. All they've said is, oh, Kamen Rider Drive summer movie. There is going to be a plot twist about the belt that will shake the series to its very foundations. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how not shaken to its foundations do you think the series is going to be by this movie?
I can only go up to 10. They say that for every fucking movie. Like, they said that about the Kabuto movie, Godspeed Love.
But Godspeed Love was completely out of continuity. How could it shake the series?
They said that it was going to show, like, a big secret about the Kabuto Sector that, like, the whole series was, like, building up to, and it showed nothing to do with that. It showed that they had the ability to copy it.
Okay.
But that's fucking it.
I think they're just trying to get asses in the seats. I don't know, maybe... I don't see them doing actually anything really big, like the Drive Driver is made of human souls, or it was originally created by the Incas to murder the Spanish invaders, or something like really fucking crazy like that, that would actually shake the foundations of the series. I don't see them doing that at all, because when has a fucking summer movie ever mattered to the main story of a Kamen Rider?
Never.
Never. It's gonna be the same.
The foundations are going to be fine. There's not even going to be a crack in that shit.
Yeah, maybe a bit of a wobble. Either way, we're not going to see it until like 7 years after it comes out, like usual.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Movie Tyson GP. How long has it been out now?
In theaters?
Yeah.
It's been like a month now, I think.
Yeah, we got to wait for the DVD for that shit.
Yeah. Have you seen the soccer movie, by the way? The Gun soccer movie? You saw it? I haven't fucking seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I never saw it.
Wow, you need to get your shit together.
By the time the subs were out, I didn't care. I didn't care when it was announced, but I double didn't care by the time it came out. I'm such a negative piece of shit, aren't I? Fuck.
Yeah. You know, the funny part about it is I also didn't care, but I still watched it.
I mean, it's... summer movies, man. That's all we know about the summer movie of Drive, though. They also announced Ninja, but I mean... This ain't a Ninja podcast, and they said about the same amount of stuff about Ninja anyways.
Yeah, maybe they announced that they're gonna get some acting lessons.
I was thinking about this recently because I watched episode 7 of Ninja because I wanted to see the older ninjas come back. I had no idea, like, I haven't seen any of it other than the first couple episodes. I just wanted 7. And I feel fucking bad for Takahara's actor because everybody is just... I haven't heard a fucking positive word about him since the show started. Everybody hates him. All the time.
Yo, he's got a really good tan.
He's got a fantastic tan. He's an attractive man, but I watched Ninja and I'm like, he's just not good. He's just not that good.
Fuck. He's bad. He is the opposite of good. He is bad.
Sure, he's a very nice person in person, but hot damn, that Takahara character is just not that great.
Which sucks because Red is usually always my favorite. Especially if it's like a hot-blooded red.
That's what he's supposed to be. That's what
he's not. He is a lukewarm-blooded red.
All of his like hot-blooded phrases feel so like limp. He's like, "I'm getting really fired up," and then he just...
That was a really good impression of what he would sound like in English.
Yeah, Toei, hire me for the Power Rangers adaptation. I'm here. I'll be waiting for that call.
Hire a fucking adult. That has no martial arts skills.
They'll teach me on set. I'll be fine.
That'll work out for you. But this is not a Super Sentai podcast. We have never called ourselves that.
That's true.
Ever.
That's true. Not once. Don't you fucking dare.
We have news from the world of Kamen Rider, though.
Yes. Broad Kamen Rider. This is the coolest shit that's ever happened in the history of mankind. There is...
It is. It's news that you guys already know. But we want to fucking talk about it.
In case you don't already know, there's a guy in the Japanese city of the... What the fuck is the Japanese city called?
Kita Kyushu.
Kita Kyushu. Who dresses up like Kamen Rider 1, the original Kamen Rider 1, like the original black and dark green outfit from the first episodes. He has a working full replica of his motorcycle, the Cyclone. He's got the whole shebang. And he drives around the streets stopping drunk drivers, and he's legally allowed to do this by the police. He has a permit. Is that not the coolest shit on the planet?
We were discussing it amongst our friends, like, how would you look back at your life and the mistakes you've made if Kamen Rider pulled you over for driving drunk?
If I did something shitty, and God knows I do a lot of shitty things, and Kamen Rider himself stepped up from around a corner and said, "Hey, you shouldn't do that. That's bad." I would never do it again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm certain.
If I had started drinking that night, and I was driving drunk, I'd never drank anything before that, I would become a fucking member of AA immediately.
Right on the spot conversion. I've seen, there's a little video of it, too. I don't know where to find it. I'll try and find it for the blog post, but there is a little video of people taking a video of him on a phone, on their phones, and he'll stop at a red light and do a little pose on his motorcycle, and everyone's like, whoa! That's just so fucking cool.
You don't get a lot of that in America. If somebody dresses up as Batman and goes out, we usually call the cops on him. The cops don't allow him to stop criminals, jaywalkers and shit.
Wasn't there a vigilante a few years ago? He dressed up in like black and yellow. I don't remember the name of him, but he ended up getting arrested and he would like pepper spray people in gang fights. And
yeah, I know that guy too. Was he like the Defender?
The Defender? I don't remember his name at all, but he would just run around the streets and beat people up who were like mugging people.
He didn't beat anybody up. He ran up and he sprayed pepper spray at them and then ran away. But he had a pretty fucking decent costume
He had a low-budget movie-quality costume that was, like, acceptable.
Yeah, like, he had a fucking Bible Man costume.
Yes.
Is what he had.
Exactly. Or, like, a porn parody costume quality. Not half as cool as this Kamen Rider guy, though. Not even close.
No.
This guy is the hottest shit.
If you decide to dress up as a superhero and stop some sort of petty crime, and the cops are like, yeah, fuck yeah, we'll write you down. You're cool, do it. You've done something amazing.
Mm-hmm. You've done something great with your life.
I want to know who is that masked man.
I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but I'm sure his identity is public, just like our boy, Shinosuke.
You know what the fucking greatest thing in the world would have been?
What?
Is if he would have, like, finally got interviewed by the news or something, and he would have took his helmet off, and it would have been Hiroshi Fujioka.
It's the best way for the story to end, yeah. Fuck yeah, that would be great. Unfortunately, no. You can tell he's not a 65-year-old man.
Yeah, that's true. They don't cut away when he jumps.
Also, in a very unrelated Kamen Rider-related story, our boy Koda Gakusano is going to play a character in an upcoming movie based on the video game series Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of him out there looking very menacing, but that's only because he's not standing near anybody else to show how short he is.
Yeah.
He's got the whole Yakuza outfit on, and he looks like a fucking punk. It's pretty cool.
When you see the picture, it's really obvious that he had to buy that suit from, like, the children's section. And it's still kind of too big for him.
I know it's a cheap shot, but Koda is really short.
He looks cool. It's a cool shot.
Yeah. Yeah, he does look cool. I don't know what character he's playing, because I haven't played Yakuza. But he looks nice. If you're a fan of Yakuza, swing by there. You can,
Swing by Japan.
No, swing by the link that I'm going to put in the blog post. And you can judge his costume for yourself. See how authentic he looks.
And other Kamen Rider actors actually getting work after they leave Kamen Rider News. There's a new film being produced in Japan called Tokyo PR Woman, about a woman who has no self-confidence who gets a job at a public relations company. And this has something to do with Kamen Rider, I fucking swear.
Her boss.
Three previous actors from Kamen Rider. Yusuke Yamamoto, who is Tsurugi from Kamen Rider Kabuto. That's Sasord. Masahiro Ino, who is fucking Decato himself. And Ren Kiriyama, Shotaro Hidari, my hero from Kamen Rider Double, are all in this movie.
They haven't showed in-costume pictures of any of them except for Sasord, who looks like a goddamn adult now compared to the way he did in Kabuto.
Yeah.
I'm watching through Kabuto right now, and you compare side to side the two roles, he looks like a goddamn child in Kabuto. He's got a baby face.
He really does.
But now
he has a baby face, and he has, like, my mom cut my hair haircut going on.
I guess that suits him because he's a big fucking bitch in Kabuto. A spoiled, rotten brat.
You're not far enough in Kabuto to start fucking loving Tsurugi, are you?
That's, I'm past the dark kitchen arc. Is that far enough?
You have no heart. Tsurugi is like, he is a giant man-child, and you love him, because he's so dumb, but he tries so hard.
He's okay. I like the scene, there's a scene when Tendo has a noodle stall, and everyone's lined up down the block, and Tsurugi comes up and he just walks to the front of the line and goes in, and he's like, give me some noodles, and Tendo's like, get to the back of the line. And Tsurugi puts his hands on the table and leans over and he goes, "I am the man who will stand at the top of waiting in line." And then it cuts to him getting to the front of the line. He's got his moments that I like, that I think are really funny.
Tsurugi's the best, and you're a piece of shit if you don't like him. So, well, Kagami's the best, but Tsurugi's the second best.
Yeah, I can see that. Kagami is undoubtedly number one. Tokyo PR Woman, though.
Yeah, the reason why we're talking about this movie is that it's actually pretty, like, rare for a Kamen Rider actor to go on to do jack fucking shit after the series ends.
It's really nice to see. It's nice to see them having real careers, because so often they're just relegated to crossovers in the future. They come back like, "Oh, we need Fize. Fize, get back here."
Yeah, especially Shotaro, Ren Kiriyama, like, there were some pretty heavy jokes being bandied about how his career was over because he came back for every crossover.
Yeah, he was a real mainstay, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he just loves Kamen Rider. Like, Black is his favorite Kamen Rider. He grew up watching it.
Yeah, I can't fault him for that. I can't fault him for that. He seems like a great guy.
There's, like, a little blog post or something he wrote about filming Kamen Rider when he got to play Kamen Rider Joker, and he said that he had tears in his eyes that he got to be a Black Kamen Rider.
Oh, just like his hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice to see. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll get absorbed in this dramedy TV series to see my husbando Tsurugi coming back.
It's a film.
Is it a film? I thought it was a movie, or a TV series.
It is a movie. It's a film.
What? Fuck you.
It's a film.
Okay, it's a film. Well, maybe...
Tokyo PR Woman.
Maybe I will watch it. Probably not, though. But it's on the table.
Yeah, you'll watch that after you watch the 5 million tokusatsu series you have lined up.
As soon as Juko B Fighter is subbed, I'll watch Tokyo PR Woman, so maybe when I'm like 90.
If anybody out there is listening and they have the ability to sub Japanese series and they're just not doing it for whatever reason, I don't know why, sub Juko B Fighter. That would be fucking awesome.
Please. I won't pay you, but I'll be very grateful.
I will go to your site that has a million ads on it, and I will not use any ad block.
I'll click on all of them so you get all the income.
Yep. I won't buy anything from them, but I'll click on all that shit.
Is that all we have for Kamen Rider news?
I think that's about it.
Okay, because I wanted to talk about fucking Kabuto.
Of course.
Like I said, I got through the Dark Kitchen arc this week with only minor internal bleeding. And I said, remember when I said when I first started watching Kabuto and I was like, "Oh, this series is really good, but the tone is a little inconsistent with Daisuke and his ultimate makeup. I think he's like breaking the tone of the series a little." Wow, yeah, I didn't know shit!
Do you remember me laughing when
said that? I was but a child back then. Daisuke turned out to be great. Every major plot arc he was involved in was... I loved it.
He's a good character.
The Dark Kitchen is something else entirely. This is alien.
Just a little footer note here. Daisuke's actor went on to play Kamen Rider V3 in Kamen Rider The Next.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
That movie's a piece of shit, but he's actually pretty good.
He's a cool guy. If you don't know what the Dark Kitchen arc is, I'll give you a quick explanation. Now, Kabuto is a series about an alien invasion, and about halfway, a little after halfway through, they grind the plot to a halt and make it about this ancient mystical knife that makes you good at cooking, and everybody, all the major chefs want this special knife, and so this dude comes in and he's like, "Oh, I'm the successor to the magical black knife, and I'm the best cook," and he starts fucking with all the chefs around, and then, so Kabuto comes out and he's like, "I'll challenge you," and he gets his ass kicked, and he has to go to the top of a mountain to learn cooking from the twin brother of Tsurugi's butler, and Tsurugi's butler's twin brother, he lives at the top of the mountain, teaches people how to cook, and he says, "Oh, this cooking course that I'm about to give you is so dire that people have died taking it. They've literally, look, their graves are over there, they tried to master cooking and failed. They're dead." And Kabuto's like, "Holy shit, what do I gotta do?" And he's like, "Cook this washcloth." So So we have, and this is like, I like they're, you can tell it's a joke, but they play it straight, which is why it's so funny. And they're like, he's like, okay, he comes up with all these different ways to cook a washcloth, and he's like, oh, does this work? Does this work? Does this work? And every time the master tells him to go fuck himself. And finally, he's like, you know what? I think I've realized the secret of cooking. You're not supposed to cook and eat a washcloth. You're only supposed to cook and eat food. And the master's like, the master's like, you're ready. And he gives him the mystical white knife. Now, what I have, what my question is so the big secret mystery of cooking, the ultimate mystery of cooking, is that you're only supposed to cook and eat food, right? And people died trying to figure this out.
Yeah, they tried to eat a fucking washcloth.
Why?
You're gonna die if you keep doing that.
Who would eat the washcloth before throwing it down and saying, fuck this, this is stupid? Why would you... What the fuck? Anyways, it's the best arc in Kabuto so far. It's just...
I feel like you're being disingenuous right now.
Whatever would give you that idea, Jeff. It was so... It's so weird, and then it ends, and you can't skip it because shit happens during it that is important for the overall plot. But that shit is all in the background. See, this show is about cooking right now. God, it's so weird. It's so weird. I love it.
Yeah, it's like an Iron Chef. It's like underground Iron Chef cage matches as well.
It's the fucking Kagami's dad is like the officiator, and he has this white suit and a hat. And he's like, begin the Dark Kitchen Cooking Contest. Goddamn.
He's the officiator, even though he's had absolutely nothing to do with cooking the entire series up until this point.
Yeah, there's like a subplot about how he needs to find a good chef for some big company party for Zekt. That's the whole reason why he's involved. I feel bad, though, because I just spoiled it for everybody who hasn't seen Kabuto. And I feel like that's the sort of thing...
Oh, Kabuto wins? Oh my god, what a revelation.
I spoiled, like, the fucking... Like, the cooking arc should be something that you go into mostly blind. Like, all I knew about it going in was that there was a cooking arc and it was silly. And I feel like I've been...
Everybody who heard that and got spoiled, rewind back to when he started talking about this and then fast forward through it so you don't get spoiled.
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. If you watch Kabuto, get ready for that. It's some people say it's the best arc, some people say it's the worst arc. It's just like, I feel like a bunch of people in Toei were sitting in a business room and they were like, alright, what do we have for Kamen Rider Kabuto? And the guy said, okay, how about a really stupid cooking arc? A ridiculous, silly cooking arc, where he's a silly and he cooks a washcloth. And the CEO said, yeah, that sounds like a great hyper battle DVD. Now, what do you have for the actual show? And then the whole room went dead quiet. Nobody left that day. God, it's so weird. Watch Kabuto. It's a fucking masterpiece.
I think the Dark Kitchen arc does knock the train off the rails a little bit.
No kidding.
Because that's when shit starts getting weirder after that. Like, it never gets as... Maybe it does get weirder than the Dark Kitchen arc.
I stopped right after the end of the Dark Kitchen arc. That's when I stopped watching this week. So I don't know.
Yeah, it gets weird. Shit goes off the rails.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to that or not.
They forget about the plot entirely at a certain point. They're like, let's just do this other plot that we came up with. Let's fuck this whole, like, alien invasion shit. Let's just do this right now.
Great. Awesome. That's all I have to say about Kamen Rider Kabuto right now. Unless you have something.
It's a good series.
It's a damn good series, despite the weirdness towards the end.
I feel like a lot of people are listening to this and being like, wow, Jeff really fucking hates Kabuto. He's always talking about how it fucks up at the end. But no, I love Kabuto. Go watch it.
We did the same thing with Gaim last week. We were like, hey, you like Gaim? Yeah, I love Gaim. Yeah, I love Gaim. Now let's just fucking... It's so garbage. The end is so shit. All the characters are retarded. Worst series ever. Like, no, I like Gaim. Like, yeah, it's good. Despite what I say about it, I like it a lot.
It's one thing to look at a series with a critical eye. Everybody should do that.
Absolutely.
It's another thing to just take a steaming fucking dump on a show you like. Which is what we do.
All the time.
We actually got viewer mail again.
Yeah! Always excited to get viewer mail. Shall I read it or shall you?
You can read it. Just, I was gonna say, we're gonna defer to the person who sent it who might not want their actual name said.
How about first name only?
Yeah, we'll do first name only.
Okay, we got a letter from Ryan who says, "Hey, Jeff and Liam, love your work on the podcast. Thanks, buddy. Look forward to it every week. My question is about an unavoidable part of tokusatsu nowadays, the merchandise. How big are your respective collections, if you have any? Do you have a favorite roleplay toy or figure? Do you have any advice for anybody before they head down the slippery slope of Japanese superhero memorabilia? Hope to hear you rambling about this on a podcast someday, Ryan. P.S. No matter how lame you think shift cars might be, I can guarantee you they aren't as lame as the Fusils from Kiva, if you could even call those collectibles." Now, I have not seen Kiva. I'm not familiar
Fusils
with
are
much.
Fucking garbage.
What are they?
They're little shitty trinkets that you shouldn't spend your money on.
So they're like shift cars.
I don't really know how to describe them. But, I'll start with my collection, since Liam's is gonna fucking eclipse mine like the sun.
Yeah, my e-penis is fucking huge.
But I have several vinyl Kamen Rider 1 figures. I have old Rider 1, new Rider 1, and Kamen Rider the First in vinyl figures.
Old Rider 1 has a great outfit. If you're gonna own a vinyl figure of Rider 1, it should be that one, at least.
Dude, I love old Rider 1 so much. It's my favorite Kamen Rider. It might not be my favorite Kamen Rider suit, but it's my favorite classic Rider suit.
Yeah. He's great.
I have a banana Lockseed, and I have a Kamen Rider double belt that has all of the Gaia memories in it.
Yeah.
And I spent real money that I fucking worked to get this shit as well. I'm not just bragging. My parents didn't buy this for me for my birthday or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We're both adults here. We worked for these children's Japanese toys.
I have a lot of shit on my wish list that I'm getting bit by bit. Oh, I also have a Kamen Rider the First movie t-shirt.
Ooh,
that has, like,
nice.
Japanese text on it and, like, a silhouette of Kamen Rider doing a sick jump on a motorcycle.
Very tasteful.
Besides that, I don't really have much else. It's all, like, little doodads and hickeys.
Yeah.
Let's hear about your fucking trophy room.
Yes, for the next 45 minutes, I will be your guide through my Kamen Rider collection. No. my collection is a bit more sizable than Jeff's, but it's not ridiculous. I've got a DX Sengoku driver, a DX Orange of Banana Lockseed that came with it, Acorn Lockseed, Durian Lockseed, Kachidoki Lockseed, Legend Rider Series Ryuki V-Buckle with the Ryuki and Knight Advent decks. I got a Kamen Rider Knight Figma. I got a Kabuto Zector. I got a Attack Zector. And those are, I got a belt for those. I got,
when did you get the belt?
People. The belt came with the Attack Zector, actually. My Attack Zector just arrived this morning. So that's great timing on this question. I've been playing with it all day.
Yeah, this is a really fucking interesting podcast, isn't it? Let's talk about toys that we
they
have.
Asked.
We
they
owned.
Asked for toys.
He asked. Don't put it on everybody. But yeah, it is an unavoidable part of tokusatsu because we're watching half-hour commercials for this shit. It's meant to entice you to buy it.
And God forbid, like they're fucking working on me.
Oh, so, yeah. Liam is in a damn coma when he watches, like a money coma. He's just like putting his loonies and toonies out on the table.
Yeah, I throw my money out my window in the hopes that it might reach Bandai HQ. It's ludicrous. But yeah, Kamen Rider toy collections, good stuff. As for what is your favorite, Jeff? Yes, what your
my
favorite?
My favorite that I have so far, or my favorite that I want?
Let's say what you have.
My favorite that I have has to be the double belt, DX double belt with the Gaia memories.
Yeah,
I just sit around all day pressing, like, Joga!
Yeah, that's fun. My favorite, I would say, is definitely the Knight Advent deck. It has, like, no functionality, no lights or sounds or anything like that. But it's a nifty little thing. I always thought the Advent decks were pretty cool. It's got cards in it that you can pull out, and it's... I just fucking love Knight, okay? Don't look at me. Don't judge me.
I'm judging you.
Don't.
I'm judging you so hard.
Please. It hurts.
The next thing I'm going to get is they have released an all-new, or they're about to release an all-new figuart of Kamen Rider Kuga, like all upgraded figuart.
Oh, I saw
re-release.
That. I saw that on Leon
and
channel.
It is gorgeous. It is a gorgeous figuart.
Looks real nice.
And there's all these photographs, and I posted one on the Tumblr not long ago of, like, the new figuart next to the old one, and the old one looks like a fucking skeleton with Kuga's head on top.
Old figure arts. This is the reason why I didn't get the Kamen Rider Knight figure art. Old figure arts have this weird thing where they, like, they'll stretch out the features and make them thinner and spikier and taller, and they just look weird. They're not, like, accurate to the suit. And
no,
it's
like new figure arts are immaculate. They're beautiful,
very, very high quality compared to the older ones.
The SIC figures are garbage. I don't know why anyone would want them.
SIC figures are weird looking, to say the least. I don't own.
It's basically like if you were 13 years old and a really big fan of like metal, and you loved Kamen Rider as well, this is the Kamen Rider doodles that would be all over your notepad in your fifth period math class.
They look really fucking gruesome a lot of the time, honestly.
Oh yeah. It looks like some of them, especially the Kuga one though that I remember, looks like somebody took a regular figure of Kamen Rider Kuga and then took a hammer and just beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the... Like, they look so, I don't know, beastly. I saw an SIC for Stronger that looked okay. But even then, there's so many details on them. Too many details, I would say, in a lot of cases. And sometimes the...
It's a lot of, like, extraneous shit.
The charm of the original is sort of lost in all the new shit that's added.
Yeah, it's a different sort of redesign than say, going from the original Kamen Rider series to the first and the next. Those are really great redesigns.
Oh, they're fantastic. Because they're not trying to make them look like monsters or
no,
evil robots.
They're just trying to make them with, like, new materials and, like, shore up some of the, like, proportions and everything to make them seem a little cooler looking, a little more streamlined.
Sleek, yeah.
They're still the same designs. Like, if you see a picture of, like, old Kamen Rider 1 next to Kamen Rider the first suit, it's the same suit, just made with better materials.
You can tell they're based on the same design, yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite suit in all of Kamen Rider. I'm sure I said that in the previous
podcast,
but the first is my favorite.
Beautiful suit. Beautiful suit. What advice...
The slippery slope.
What advice would you give to somebody who's about to fall down the slippery slope? Don't.
I'm right there. I'm right there right now.
You're on the teetering precipice?
Yeah, like, you're at the fucking bottom.
I'm
you're rolling.
I'm sliding.
You're falling down.
I'm like halfway down. I still have money in my bank account. I'm not totally far gone. Give it another year or so. If I had to give advice, though, Mandarake. Mandarake is your inn. It's a Japanese website. You get your shit straight from the source. It's more often than not, everything is cheaper there. Because you're buying it straight from Japan instead of some asshole scalper on eBay. Hobbylink Japan is good, too, if you're looking for new stuff.
Mandarake tends to have a pretty good selection of older figures,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's just the best place to buy shit if you're looking for stuff that's not necessarily a huge price and stuff that isn't rare. Rare shit you'll only find on eBay. Like, the Gattack Sector wasn't on Mandarake. It was on eBay for a fucking exorbitant sum.
Like, I really want a figure art or a figure of any kind of the Bee, because that is one of the coolest fucking designs in anything I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
The bee is amazing.
Great suit. Both mask and rider forms look fantastic on the Bee. I would also say...
How fucking clever is it that the masked form of the Bee is like a honeycomb?
Yeah, he's got a honeycomb visor. That's fantastic.
That's amazing. I really would love a figure of that, but it's so rare to find.
It's the problem with watching older Rider series like Ryuki or Kabuto. He's like, oh, I want some of those toys. Well, guess what? It's fucking $7,000 on eBay.
That's where the slippery slope gets dangerous.
Yeah.
When you have to have something, and it's going to cost everything in your bank account plus.
Yeah, because Bandai ain't making it anymore. And you don't know if they're ever going to do a reissue. God knows. Plumoya is also a good website. They have sales That's true. Often. Their shit is more expensive than Mandrake, but they have sales often, like 20% off stuff.
Plumoya is actually where I got my Loxseed, and it arrived, like, very speedy from where it came from.
Mm. They're good. Is that all we have to say about toys and shit?
Yeah, our advice for the slippery slope was nothing. We got nothing.
Our advice is go slide down the slippery slope. Here's some sites that'll help you go fuck yourself down the slippery slope.
Our advice is to slide really slow.
Okay, okay. Here's the best piece of advice I've ever heard about the slippery slope, okay? If you see a toy that you really want and you get hyped up, go to sleep, maybe masturbate a few times, and then come back and decide if you still want it and you want to buy it. And if you still want it, then buy it. If you're not so hype about it, then don't. That's my advice.
I like in this fantastical figure-buying world of yours, there's no other responsibilities besides buying figures, sleeping, and beating off. That's it.
It's the life of a university student. I mean, what do you think, I'm going to class all these days?
Well, out in the real world, you can only beat off between going to work.
You're not creative enough.
If you do it at work, they'll kick you
right
out.
You're not being stealthy
me.
Enough, Jeff.
I think we got off subject.
A little bit.
I think that's really all we have to say about Kamen Rider this week.
Yeah, I'm fresh out.
There'll be links in the description from now on that have all of our Twitter, Gmail, and all that stuff in it. I'm tired of, like, at the end of every episode, I'm like, rate, favorite, and subscribe! Follow us on our websites! Give us money!
I'll do it this week. I can do it this week if you want.
Whatever. Go for it.
I'll do it. We have a Twitter, that's at Rider Club Radio. We have a Gmail, it's riderclubradio.gmail.com, or at gmail.com, rather, fuck me. No spaces, no capitals, no numbers, or anything like that. Hit us up. Tell us why you hate us. Please, we're waiting. And if you want your letter read out on the podcast, by all means, send us an email.
Cause yeah, we lose our shit anytime an email comes in. Like, Liam
I get
tweets
really excited.
Me every fucking time, like, we got an email!
And we will read more than one if we get more than one, so don't worry about, oh no, what if it's not good enough? If we get five, we'll read five.
Yeah.
So.
And if you have something you want us to call you specifically, put it in the email. We're just going to use first names otherwise.
Yeah. That's all for this week, I guess.
Well, thanks for listening. Tune in next week where we'll talk about the same shit again. Probably.
How exciting.
See ya. Got me rules up, Success, 미우시나우 your mind. 재생 후잡가이 서로 요란에 대모 미라이니 넣고세루 나야니 가오 스리우구 이마 기사미 고메탈라 니손 내바에